Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish. English for Tourism. 1. A Travel Agent.
Good afternoon. My name's Carl. I'm a travel agent and I work for one of the major chains in the High Street. I've been with them for about 10 years, and while I've been working, I've studied for a number of qualifications. People often ask me why I decided to be a travel agent. As a young adult, I loved travelling and worked for a while as a rep in Spain. When I came back to the UK, I decided to stay within the travel industry, and my experience of working in resorts abroad helped me to get a job as a travel agent. I have to admit that one of the main reasons I wanted to be a travel agent was that we get cheap flights and holidays. It's a great perk. Basically, I'm a salesperson. I advise people on the holiday options available to them. You know, different destinations, types of holiday, ways to get there and so on. When a customer has decided what they want, I book it for them and make any other arrangements they might need, such as car hire or tours. My responsibility doesn't end there, though. I have to make sure that clients know if any visas are necessary or if they will need vaccinations and how to get them. If they're flying, I need to tell them what time they have to check in and make sure they know what time they will be arriving. I also give information on likely weather conditions and anything else I think will be useful for them. I'm finding that more and more customers want a tailor-made holiday, not just a package from a brochure. It's a lot more interesting for me if I can organise the whole thing, make out an itinerary, book flights, ferries, trains, accommodation and everything. I love providing a personalised service, especially if it's to places that I know. I can really help customers get a great holiday that will be ideal for them. Sometimes I get difficult customers. One man came in wanting a flight to Venice the next day. I checked out times and fares on the computer and found a very reasonable flight at a suitable time, so we booked it there and then. A week later he came in and he was absolutely furious. He wanted to know why I had flown him to Venice in Italy when he had had an important meeting in Vienna, which is in Austria. I didn't know what to say. But since then, I've always been careful to check that people really know where they want to go.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.